Welcome to MetaStrategy's Forum on World-Class IT, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, and I'm pleased to welcome Nick Callisto to the broadcast. Nick is the Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer of Xylem Incorporated, a $4 billion global water technology company. He's responsible for the company's integrated systems management and the implementation of its technology strategy. Prior to joining Xylem, Nick served as Chief Information Officer of K. Hovnanian Enterprises. Nick is the author of The CIO Playbook, Strategies and Best Practices for IT Leaders to Deliver Value, and serves on the Academic Advisory Board at Rutgers University. Nick earned a Bachelor of Business and Management Information Systems and a Master of Science in Information Systems, both from Pace University. I recently caught up with Nick in his office in Rye Brook, New York. Our conversation covered world-class IT principle 4, IT and business partnerships, as Nick discussed how he aligns IT's strategy with the organization's priorities and standardizes technology and processes across the enterprise, and principle 5, external partnerships, as Nick described the growing importance of reliable partnerships for an agile IT department. We also discussed Xylem's 5-star model for selecting technology, the value of internal and external touch points, and a variety of other topics. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you'd give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. Thank you. This is Peter High. Please consider reading my new book, Implementing World-Class IT Strategy, How IT Can Drive Organizational Innovation. The book covers topics such as the CIO as Strategic Facilitator, the development of IT missions, facilitating corporate and divisional strategy, the development of IT's own strategic plans, the development of enterprise architecture, reviewing, refreshing, and communicating strategy, and several other topics, all told with stories from leading CIOs from a variety of major corporations. You can find it at Amazon.com, my publisher's website, Wiley.com, and at your better bookstores. Thank you very much. Nick Callisto, welcome back to the Forum on World-Class IT.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Nick, I thought we'd begin with your company. In October of 2011, Xylem was created as part of a trivestiture from ITT Corporation and became a standalone leading global water technology company. I thought, if you wouldn't mind, we'd begin with just a sort of basic description of the business.
Okay, Peter, great. Xylem is a $4.5 billion company with about 16,000 employees across the world. It's a world leader in the design, manufacturing, and application of what we would call highly engineered technologies for the water industry. We're a leading equipment and service provider for water and wastewater applications with a really broad portfolio of products and services addressing like the full service and the full cycle of water from collection to distribution and use to the return of water back into the environment. We've got leading market positions among equipment and service providers in core application areas of the water equipment industry, transport, treatment, test, building services, industrial processing, and irrigation. Some of our company brands that may be well-known to people out there are Bell & Gossett and Flygt. They're well-known throughout the industry, and we've served the water market for many, many years.
Excellent. Yes, thanks for that overview. You know, from past conversations, you're in the throes of a digital enterprise agenda. You're transforming the way in which IT works. Can you talk a bit about what you've referred to as your 5-star model?
Absolutely. We're on this journey, this transformational journey, to create a digital business for Xylem. And over the last few years, we've built a platform called Xylem's Integrated System, or XIS, which is a modernized IT platform that harnesses the power of what we refer to as disruptive technologies, including social and mobile analytics, cloud, and IoT platforms, to really help us enable customer engagement, operating efficiency, and growth. You know, we've got a 5-star model when we select technologies to be part of XIS, which is sort of the acronym that we use for Xylem's Integrated System. And the 5-star model, inspired by Kim Stevenson, formerly at Intel, sort of a takeoff on that. And I'm very impressed with her model. One is it's secure. Two, it's cloud-based. Three, it's integrated. So integration is a key part of it, obviously the I in XIS. Also, it's commercially available. It's buy versus build. And then the fifth part of the model, it's multi-device enabled.
Very interesting. And I know also you've got several pillars to your strategy that you've talked about.
I wonder if you could take a moment to peel back the onion on each of those a bit and describe the efforts you and your team are undertaking relative to each.
As most CIOs try to do, we try to align our strategy, partner with the rest of the business on the leading priorities. So Xylem has declared we've got five strategic priorities, we refer to them as. And one is enhancing commercial leadership. One is in growing emerging markets. We've got a third in strengthening innovation and technology. Fourth key strategic priority is in a culture of continuous improvement. The last piece is on cultivating leadership, talent development, and collaboration. So these are Xylem's strategic priorities. And in IT, we are tailoring all of our technology-enabled business initiatives around these five strategic priorities. And I can give you some examples of each if you like.
Please do. Yes, we'd love that.
One, in enhancing commercial leadership, we have what we refer to as XIS for the front office. IT really wants that. We want to help Xylem bring the breadth of its full portfolio of products to its customers, regardless of brand or division. And to achieve this, we've standardized on key processes for our sales teams and accelerate the delivery of our XIS for our front office. So I tend to think of IT in terms of platforms. I've been in the industry for several decades now. Whether you're new to IT, you've been operating in IT as a practitioner and a leader for many years, we've often looked at individual solutions to solve individual needs. And I've sort of evolved to creating platforms for companies. We have a front office platform, we've got a back office platform, we have an infrastructure platform. And together, those platforms really drive savings, revenue accretion, customer satisfaction throughout the functions that it's serving. So for example, in enhancing commercial leadership, it's for the front office, really includes five programs. One is our digital properties, xyleminc.com, which is a suite of properties that are customer facing. It's our digital ecosystem based on EpiServer's content management system. Also involves Marketo for lead management, Salesforce.com, an order management solution, and a suite of configure, price, and quotation systems. And lastly, ServiceMax, which we're introducing into the company for field service management. So just to give you an example of enhancing commercial leadership, which is one of the five strategic priorities. And we've got XIS for the front office serving that strategic priorities. It's all about what platform makes sense for that strategic priority. The platform usually consists of a suite of standardized business processes enabled by technology to create a comprehensive business operating platform.
It's interesting also the tight linkage between these corporate priorities and technology's potential to advance each. It's nice to see, frankly, even in the wording, that there's clearly a touch point with technology. And I'm curious, Nick, as you think about weaving yourself more into the strategic narrative of the broader organization and maybe even to a greater extent to the company's customers, what sorts of methods have you used in order to do so? How do you make sure that you do have appropriate touch points with your colleagues? I know, for instance, you report to the CEO, so naturally you're part of the executive team and presumably gain a lot of insights by virtue of the lack of translation through some other executive, but rather have the direct access there. But likewise, beyond that, in terms of understanding the customer dynamics and the marketplace dynamics, what are some of the ways in which you and your team remain informed?
It's a great question, Peter. Yes, I'm on the senior leadership team. And so good news is I have a seat at the proverbial table. But as I tell other leaders in similar roles or up and coming leaders, I said, once you get a seat at the table, don't sit too long, right? you want to get out there, right? When you travel with purpose. I'm fortunate enough to sit in the same building with the CEO and the CFO and the CMO. It's wonderful being in that environment. But if you spend all your time in that climate, you're not really touching your customers, your suppliers, your employees, or employees across your organization. If you're not doing enough or getting enough touch points and skip level meetings, you're not really getting the deep insight that you need to have as a leader to bring back to the senior leadership team. There's nothing better than one of the SLT members coming into a meeting and being able to say, yeah, I was in Brazil talking to one of the line managers, and here are the four problems that he's experiencing or she's experiencing on that line. When you use an example like that, you can hear a pin drop because everyone just turns and looks at you because you've got sort of the unvarnished truth of what people are experiencing in this company. Because everyone is going to turn and look at you and listen to what you have to share in terms of your experience. So when you travel with purpose, right? You try to maybe use a third of your time meeting with your IT employees, which is fine. Maybe some time with the SLT member that's sitting at that site, which is great. But then getting out, meeting with real customers, suppliers, doing a factory tour, do skip level meetings. I think that's really a great way of getting the reservoir of insights. We have formal processes. We've got a very formal governance framework where we've created eight committees. But these are committees where if you're trying to get to harmonized processes, Peter, you want to have a committee around finance, you want one around sales and marketing, engineering. And these are a committee of peers, 8 or 10 people. They get together on a regular basis to decide What processes do they want to standardize in their function? Because they may not want to standardize everything, but they certainly have certain processes that they do want to standardize. They decide on that. IT is in the room with them. And then what technologies that are readily available in Xylem, or maybe not available in Xylem, but on the market, that we can acquire to power that particular process that they're trying to standardize on. And that process leadership committee, PLC, and we have 8 of them, has decision rights on the technology and the processes they want to standardize. And then we have another body of committees around, we call them system user groups. Once we put in place a technology and standardized set of processes for purpose built, once that's in place, they have to have end users involved that use that platform every single day to allow them to have a voice into enhancements or issues they're having with that platform. So we call them system user groups, and they're usually carved up by the specific technology. So that's a very formal sort of ecosystem that we have around governance. But then it's really that informal way of going out and hunting for insights that I think is even more valuable.
That's great, Nick. It's interesting to think about how you've evolved this. I wanted to ask you, as somebody who's been a CIO multiple times over in multiple multi-billion dollar organizations, as you reflect upon your journey, how would you say the team makeup, the org structure, the way in operating has evolved from many years ago when you first became a CIO to today than when you first became a CIO?
When I joined Xylem, it was a very decentralized IT organization, which each of the, I would say, 5 divisions, if you will, had their own CIO or director of IT. And that individual had the resources around development, infrastructure, business analysis, all tucked in under that one division. That's how basically ITT ran. It was more of a conglomerate, more of a holding company, right? And that was by design. You know, even earlier in my career, I noticed going back in other companies, it wasn't unusual, especially in the earlier days, to see IT sort of decentralized like that, more fragmented, because there wasn't this approach towards having common processes and common systems. With SAP and Oracle, you know, coming into the mix years ago, there was more of a push towards how do we create one company? And because of that, you had to evolve into having a much more global IT organization. And you've seen this more and more these days. And I've evolved my organizational modeling to having a global IT organization where it suits the organization. In Xylem, we've got 340 people approximately in IT around the world. We've got employees in 44 countries. We operate in 150 countries. We've got employees in about 44 countries in IT. And as a result of that, they all report in to me ultimately. And it's not about control. It's just making sure that we're all aligned towards the same vision. I'd say the second difference I've seen over the years, one is from decentralized to more of a global organization and thinking globally, thinking about, you know, enterprise thinking rather than thinking about your division specifically. That's one change. The second change is more the platform play, right? So I always say individual solutions solve individual needs. Platforms solve the needs of the enterprise. It's not that we're going to stop rolling out ERP systems to factory one or CRM system to commercial team 7. Still going to do that. But I think, as I said earlier, if you look at these in terms of platforms for the front office and the back office and infrastructure security, and you speak that language to your business partners and your employees, it's a much stronger story. You can describe the value of a platform, an integrated platform, in a much more effective way than you can say, what's the value of that ERP system that you put in that particular factory in Peru? So I've organized my organizational structure as I have a front office group, and they own end-to-end. They own business analysis right through development and support. And we do that also with third-party suppliers. I've got a back office function, again, that runs all the analysis for, in this case, finance, operations, all the corporate functions that we have. We have an infrastructure and security organization. That hasn't evolved all that much, although you're seeing a more significant reduction in the number of data centers you have and a lot more of a partnership approach with third-party suppliers to provide infrastructure services. We've seen that evolve quite a bit, more of a managed services play in that area. You know, a PMO, which is no different. I think that's not too surprising to hear. But now you're getting into a VMO as well, vendor management office mix, along with the PMO, because of the need for IT to really rely on third-party providers to help them, give them not only the capabilities that they desire, but also the capacity with those capabilities. And you have to be in this market, as you know, you got to be agile. I mean, I know it's an overused word, but it's really meaningful, because you don't want to always have to respond to a business need, Peter, with, wait, let me go do an RFP. Let me go try to find 5 providers out there that can do that systems integration work for us. We'll evaluate, we'll come back to you about 4 or 5 months later with a decision, right? I think nowadays you want to be much more agile. You want to have a couple of large providers at your side, a couple of boutique providers that are at your side, that are really an extension of your organizational model that you can rely on. In some cases, you have a retainer with, and you have rate cards, right? So you don't always have to bid out every single time. They're already a trusted partner. And I think that's also an evolution of the IT model that's really critical these days to give you that agility, that flexibility, and speed to address business needs.
That's great insights, Nick. I appreciate that overview. I wanted to also ask you, as you look to the future, Nick, say a couple years out, what are some of the technology trends that particularly excite you? Are there some that are making their way onto your strategic roadmap or that you're having some people investigate as to their potential application to Xylem?
Certainly, IoT is huge for us because we acquired a company back in November called Sensis, a fantastic company. We had the choice of building IoT internally, you know, with the systems intelligence sort of organizations, or, you know, go out and buy a company that does this for a living. And we've done that. And they do water, electrical, and gas metering. And it's all smart technology. So they're really fascinating. I'm really fascinated by this acquisition and learning from it as well. Trying now to take that, the intellectual capital that we have with this new company, and apply that across the rest of Xylem's brands, the portfolio, to smarten up all of our technology and services. And it's just fantastic to be part of that, right? So I think IoT, it's a newer trend, I would say, but it's making its way into industrial manufacturing. And certainly, you know, Jim Fowler at GE is one of my heroes that, you know, he's done it with Predix, and just an amazing story at GE. And I think a lot of companies now, especially industrial manufacturing, are trying to also figure out what's the best way that they can leverage IoT, compete in this new digital climate. So that's one. I think also IoT for the back office. We spend a lot of time talking about IoT, customer facing IoT, many companies do. But what about the back office and manufacturing? How do you leverage that? I think that's a trend that's still sort of, I think, being a little neglected in most industries. That's something that I'm very fascinated by and tapping into more. Another one is business intelligence, not only the traditional business intelligence, but as you collect more and more data, particularly from these endpoint devices, what do you do with it, right? How do you leverage that? How do you monetize that data and turn it into real profit for a company, right? How do you use that data to help serve your customers and your suppliers? So that's another area of distinct interest that I have. And I think also the third area I would say is just managed services in general. I think, you know, CIOs now, the CIO 2.0, if you want to call it that, we used to measure CIOs, I think, by how big is your department? How many data centers do you have, right, Peter? How many employees do you have in IT? How big is your budget?
Exactly.
And how little do you spend on IT? We always measured IT. You know, it's funny, we always talk about IT as a percent of revenue. Boy, if we're measuring IT about how little you spend on it, doesn't that seem wrong? It seems really wrong to me, right? I think that this whole managed server and partnership approach to IT, going to market with a suite of partners, is going to be the evolution of an IT org model. And you're going to see IT organizations get thinner and rely on service providers to really help them, right? And I think we've got to think about measuring CIOs a bit differently, maybe measuring them more about, you know, revenue accretion and attribution to how they're enabling revenue or cost out, not on the size of their team.
Great points. Great points indeed. Well, Nick Callisto, thank you so much for joining us on the Forum on World Class IT and sharing your perspectives, your vision for IT within the context of Xylem. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You've just listened to a podcast in a series we call MetaStrategies Forum on World Class IT. If you like what you've heard, please consider reading my book, World Class IT, Why Businesses Succeed When IT Triumphs, published by Josie Bass, a division of Wiley Press, in December of 2009. Both the book and the Forum on World Class IT offer stories from a wide range of top IT leaders relating to MetaStrategies' five principles of world class IT. The five principles are as follows. Principle one is people, and it's really the foundational principle. Without the right people doing the right jobs at the right time, it'll be nearly impossible to achieve excellent performance. The second principle is infrastructure. We like to say that this is the principle that separates proactive organizations from reactive ones. If infrastructure is not reliably performing its tasks, the IT organization will become stuck in reactive mode, consistently fighting fires. If systems and hardware and networks and so on work reliably, then a larger portion of the organization can think about the future. The third principle is project and portfolio management. This is the engine through which new capabilities can be brought to bear on behalf of the company. It is important to ensure that projects are delivered on time, on budget, and on target, and that the portfolio collectively supports the objectives of the business. The fourth principle is IT and business partnerships. It's important that, first and foremost, the different parts of IT, from business analysis to development and QA, through to support and all other aspects of IT, communicate effectively and efficiently. It's equally important, then, that IT develop a partnering relationship with the business that it is a part of. If the three prior principles are done well, then IT should earn a place at the strategy setting table, driving different parts of the business strategy. The fifth and last principle is external partnerships. Outsourcing is becoming a crucial weapon that organizations are employing, and managing these relationships to ensure that value is achieved is critical. In the fourth principle, the organization has learned and contributed to the discussion about what is strategic and what is not. Once that's clear, then it will be easier to determine which aspects of IT might be better managed by external partners or vendors. For more information on these five principles and the sub-principles that are associated with each, please visit our website at www.metastrategy.com, and please share your thoughts and comments by contacting us at feedback@metastrategy.com. And our theme music was written by David Armin. I'm Peter High. Thanks for listening.